Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ramon Ray, 16-year member of our Brain Trust. Ramon, I need your website, and I need you to tell us about what you're doing these days that I might not know about.
Sure, I appreciate it. But RamonRay.com, R-A-M-O-N-R-A-Y, or SmartHustle.com. Thanks, Jim, for asking. But really, Jim, about me, you know what it's about. My speaking business has been decimated like any speaker has traveling around the world, but now it's growing, man, all online, speaking and hosting and emceeing events. So I'm blessed and a happy U.S. citizen.
isn't that part of the capitalism, amazing capitalism, vibrancy? I mean, capitalism has created the technology and the ability for people to take basic technology and make it flourish with different applications. And I'm not necessarily meaning apps, folks. I mean applications of technology, interfaces and all that. So capitalism has made people believe, you know what, I can be successful. I know how to do this. People need this. People are going to want this. I'm going to turn this into a product, and I'll do well. They'll enjoy my products. And consequently, you multiply that by 1,000 or 1,000,000, and we have the ability to not go into a full depression over this coronavirus shutdown, which Ramon, even 20 years ago, we would have. Maybe 10. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. No, I think absolutely, and I think the big thing that heartens me, as I hear you say, Jim, is the opportunity for the smaller businesses. I think around the world, the large companies, if you have billions or millions, you can pretty much do what you want. But what excites me is that Mindy, who wants to bake cupcakes, she may one day sell them on QVC. Bob, who has a knack for creating, you know, flatbed accessories of trucks, he can maybe one day be selling that at Home Depot. So that, like you said, Jim, that's what excites me about this quote-unquote experiment, capitalism, free market economy. Yeah, as we said, and I think it's important to keep saying it, we have issues, absolutely. But we all have issues all over the world. We're human. And this is the best
And this is a zero-sum mentality, and we have it. It's in many places, especially on the left. Instead of saying, okay, everybody knows what happened in the past. We all stipulate that was horrible, but we also know what's happened in the last 50 or 60 years. That's not perfect, but it's a whole lot better. And here we stand in 2020 with quite a bit of accomplishments. How do we take what we already know and make that better for where we're going? Why can't we say things like that? That's the plus sum thinking, not zero sum thinking. What do you think?
I love it. I think part of that, I would add to that plus, Jim, is how can we pull up others to come up to the level, not pull down. So that's
right.
That's also what excites
me.
How can I educate more young people?
We do that? We get out of their way. This is the beautiful thing about capitalism. We get out of their way. A lot of people look around and say, well, why don't I help that person? Okay, that's fine. But what if that person doesn't want to help themselves? There are people like that. You and I know that.
Right. Absolutely correct. And I think that's where the power walk of those
life.
Who want it. Right. You're right. Exactly. Correct. Every walk of life. And I think that's why the opportunity's there. How can I mentor someone, train someone, help someone, give more education?
Right.
And I think that's, in the next 10, 20 years, that's how to keep making America a better place in the world, not just about America. I want the whole world to be better, buddy.
Right.
For the Jim Blasingame Show, I don't know if we can save the whole world's problem.
I'll tell you what I believe with all my heart. What's good for America is good for the world. I believe that.
For sure.
Because you and I both know America is the greatest benefactor nation in the history of mankind. Warts and all.
And I think that's where...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that's where you look around the world. That's where you see all the innovation coming from. I mean, when I look at these are large company names, but you think of Coke and Pepsi and GE and Boeing and all the... Google, it's all American made. And I'm not just touting, all countries, but it's just when you have innovation, when you have freedom, when you have a free market economy, ideas flourish. It's a fact.
Can we start? I'd like to start a movement that instead of saying systemic racism, let's say systemic responsibility. I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit talking about systemic racism, and because it's America, because what you said, Ramon, about how capitalism makes it the playing field level for everybody. I'm going to quit talking about systemic racism, and I'm going to start saying, let's have systemic responsibility. What do you think, Ramon?
No, I think it's a positive step. I think that everyone's responsible. Racism, in fact, however degree anyone feels, will be lessened. And mm-hmm. and those of us who are great people will amplify our voices and make everything better. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I think it boils down to personal responsibility and treating people like you want to be treated. That's a fact.
And don't we also need to quit indicting everybody when one person is racist?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's a
we're never going to.
And
stop
again,
that
goes back to the.
Are we? Never going to end racism from whoever, right? Black, white, or purple.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, 100%. Oh, Jim, and I think that this is where we all have to be willing to say that. Listen, this one person has done it, but can I think a bit more positive? Maybe, Jim, you and I are optimists. Maybe that's why you and I see bright things in situations where many people are a bit more morbid. But I think going back to business, isn't that many entrepreneurs? We're positive thinking people. We always see opportunity.
There's no question. And you grew up as a black man in America. I grew up on a dirt road in a dirt farm at the end of a road out in the middle of nowhere. And both of them, here we are today on the radio. I mean, that's capitalism as far as I'm concerned. Hey, Ramon, RamonRay.com, is that right? RamonRay.
That's right. Thank you, Jim.
SmartHustle.com. Hey, Ramon, come back soon. Good job today. See you next time.
Absolutely.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, we love having him on the show, and he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.